PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Hi there. Everybody's been telling me about an amazing store around here. They say there's nothing in the world like it. So I wanted to see for myself. Ah, this must be it. Hats to Wear. Hats to Wear. Strange name for a hat store. Well, come on, let's check it out. Wow, look at this. Every kind of hat you can imagine. Straw hats, top hats, cowboy hats, even books about hats. This is a great place. We're totally surrounded by hat after hat. Whoa, did you see that? I think my eyes are playing tricks on me. Ooh. This store is definitely keeping some secrets. Okay, books are always good for finding answers. I wonder what kind of books are in a hat store. The Great Hatsby? Pat the Beanie? Ah, this one looks promising. In fact, it's perfect. All about hats. It's called A Three Hat Day.
Pictures by Arnold Lobel. Read by Zelda Rubinstein. R.R. Pottle III loved hats. He loved firemen's helmets and fur hats and felt hats with feathers tucked in the bands. He loved top hats and tiny hats. He loved berets and bonnets and bathing caps and bowlers. R.R. Poggle was the last of a long line of Poggles. Father collected canes. Mother liked umbrellas. Together, they took long walks in the rain. After a happy life together, Mother and Father died. R.R. lived by himself in the Poggle Mansion. He was rather lonely. He dreamed of meeting his future wife in the rain, and he dreamed she would be wearing the perfect hat. Every morning when R.R. woke, the first thing he did, before he polished his glasses, before he combed his mustache and his few strands of hair, even before he yawned, was choose a hat. Sometimes when he was feeling sad, he chose two and wore them, one on top of the other. One bright, clear morning, R.R. felt so sad, he wore three hats. He passed two frogs in a pond, singing a tender duet. R.R. recognized the tune. It was Estrelita Be Mine, the love song. R.R.'s shoulders drooped. There was only one thing left to do on such a glum day. With a sigh of relief, he glided through the revolving doors of the largest hat store in town. What hats? There were fezes and face veils, tiaras and tam-o'-shanters. There were sombreros and skull caps, pillboxes and panamas. There were beanies with propellers. There were derbies with green glitter that glowed in the dark. And much, much more. He tried on the sombrero and did a little jig. Pom-poms hit his nose. What are you doing? A sharp voice rang out. RR was doing a pirouette. An angry saleswoman pointed at him, scowling. Stop that, she said. RR took off the sombrero, slipped it back on the shelf, and backed away. Tears came to his eyes. He turned to leave. Just then, a round figure rushed out from behind a curtain. When she saw RR, she smiled. It was the sweetest smile he had ever seen. And above the smile was a hat. A perfect hat. On one side, a sequined seal balanced a shining ball on the tip of its nose. On the other, tiny gold bells jangled. And a plume as soft and gray as fog graced the peak. Isabel, the cross one said, that little man is messing up our hats. Look, he's wearing three. But Isabel was still smiling broadly at him. Why, Ida, she said, we don't sell sailor hats. She stepped up to RR and gently took off his sailor hat. And Ida, she said, we don't sell firemen's helmets. And gently she took off his helmet. And Ida, dear, we don't sell bathing caps either. And gently, gently, she took off RR's bathing cap. It's clear, said Isabel, balancing on her toes, that this man is no messer-upper of hats. It's very clear, said she, that this man is a lover of hats. And she beamed. RR took off his glasses. Shall we go for a walk? Yes, said Isabel. They passed a pond where two frogs sat doing a duet. Isabel recognized the tune. It was, Love, Is That You? Isabel and R.R. Poggle III lived ever after in the Poggle Mansion where R.R. Poggle IV was born. R.R. Poggle IV did not like hats. She did not like umbrellas, and canes left her cold. R.R. Poggle IV loved shoes.
Poddle would love this store and all the hats in it, even if there is something odd going on here. I mean, well, this looks like an ordinary pith helmet, the kind an explorer might wear.
Excuse me. That is exactly what I'm looking for.
This pith helmet? Mm-hmm. But this is not the kind of hat that goes with a tuxedo.
But it's not what the hat goes with. It's where the hat goes.
Whoa! Where the hat goes. Where the hat goes. Hats to wear. Well, let's see. Well, this looks like some sort of weird baseball cap. Okay, hat. take me out to the ball game. Whoa, where am I?
Hey, hey, what are you doing?
I don't know, where am I?
You're at Turf Paradise. This is a racetrack. I'm Denise McCormick, and I'm a jockey. For all these guys, we're gonna go ride a race. What are you doing?
I guess I'll ride the race with you. What do
I
do first?
Well, I don't think you will like that. You better put your goggles down.
Goggles? They're up here, huh?
Yeah, you're gonna be eating some dirt. Better buckle up your chin strap.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, okay. Here we go. Then what?
Okay, get your stick out.
Here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This doesn't hurt a horse, does it?
Oh, no, this is just to urge him on a little.
Okie doke.
Okay, get your reins.
All right.
One in each hand.
One in each hand.
Grab the mane.
Uh-huh. And then what?
And get tied on, big boy, because it'll get a little western.
Okay.
Good luck.
A horse race. I can't believe it.
It is now post time. Last horse in, Wally Sombrero with LeVar Burton, who's riding for the first time at Turf Paradise. They're all set to go. The flag is up. And they're off. That's Bluebonnet going for the early lead. On the outside, Wally Sombrero, followed by Skycap, Top Hat, and Fedora. Into the first turn and racing towards the back stretch. Bluebonnet has the lead, Wally Sombrero to challenge. After that, it's Fedora, followed by Top Hat and Skycap. They race down the back stretch, tightly bunched towards the front end. On the inside, Wally Sombrero now takes the lead. With Bluebonnet still in second, Fedora is third, then Top Hat and Skycap. Moving down the back stretch and racing around the far turn, Wally Sombrero opens up the lead by five to LeVar Burton. Field now enters the stretch. Wally Sombrero opening up a commanding lead. They're coming into the final yards of the race. LeVar Burton will win this with Wally Sombrero.
Well, thank you. Thanks to Wally there.
Congratulations, LeVar.
Thank you very much. Oh, how about a kiss? Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, the horse did all the work, but I really owe a debt of gratitude to this hat that brought me here today. I get it. This place is not your ordinary neighborhood hat store. Let's try another one. Nah, too cold. Ah, a railroad cap. I'd love to ride a locomotive. Woo-hoo! All aboard! Tiny trains. Is this some sort of miniature world?
Hi, LeVar. I'm Bruce Williams.
Hey. Where am I, anyway?
Well, you're in Three Bridges, New Jersey, home of one of the world's largest model railroads. Let me show you around.
Great. So, Bruce, this is really remarkable. It really looks like you've created a whole miniature world here for these trains.
Well, this is one of many, many, many towns. We have some cities, and we have little towns like this.
The attention to detail, though, is really, I think, the most fascinating thing. There are so many little touches, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not just the people, but, like, signs on the houses. I see laundry hanging out of the window over there.
Well, they get their clothes dirty in that house, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's remarkable.
Well, see, when we're not here, and there's nobody down here, this community becomes alive. The little people walk around, smoke comes out of the chimneys. Really.
Bruce, how many guys does it take to run this train?
Well, LeVar, would you believe it takes 81 men to run the system?
81?
Yep. In fact, right around the corner over here, we've got a couple of the operators running some trains.
And how big is the train set up altogether?
Well, after this room, there's five more rooms just like it. Come on, let's go look out.
Five more rooms.
Could you tell me a little bit about the bridges?
There's over 400 bridges, all of which are scratch built.
So you've built every single one of these bridges by hand?
Yep. You gotta know what you're doing to make it support the weight of the train. Some of these trains can weigh as much as 20, 30 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, you know, the engine and all the cars. This is completely scratch built from nothing, just like this bridge is scratch built.
So you started with just raw materials?
Like cardstock, and built the railings and designed this thing, and presto, we have a building, an industrial building.
It's like a mining town or something, or what?
This is a mining refractory, and they go back into the mountains, way past this bridge, and they ore it out and bring it through the bridge, in through the building, down. It's crumbled up and put into other freight cars, and on it goes.
On its merry way.
On its merry way.
How do you feel about this? I mean, you've obviously devoted a lot of time, 14 years of your life.
I love it. I just thoroughly enjoy creating. It's a lot of hard work, but I have these dreams and these pictures in my mind that I want to create, and, you know, find what the heart can do and then do it with all your might. LeVar, great having you here. I gotta go build a bridge. I gotta scoot.
Thanks, Bruce, so much for showing me around.
Terrific.
Wow. Oh, wait a minute. How do I get back where I came from? Think, LeVar, think. I think it has something to do with this hat. Whoa. Ah, I get it. I just took this off and said hat, and I'm back. These hats can take you anywhere you want to go. And I know something else that can do that. A good book. So here are three that'll flip your lid. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Some people like hats. Some people like gloves. But the person who wrote this book likes shoes. All kinds of shoes. And guess what the name of the book is? Shoes. This book is a poem all about things to wear on your feet. There are shoes to slide in and run in. Shoes to turn a double flip in. Shoes for fishing and rubber shoes for muddy squishing. And lots more. You'll love this book, or my name is Jared Witt. So put on your favorite shoes and run right down to the library right now.
Caps for sale! Caps for sale! That's the name of the book that I just read. Hi, my name is Vincent Sierra, and this book is terrific. It's about a man who sells caps and carries them on his head. He's a funny little guy. He walks around town slowly so they don't fall off his head. One morning, he can't sell any of his caps. So he decides to take a nap alongside a great big tree. When he wakes up, the caps are gone. There's some mysterious monkey business in this story. And the pictures are marvelous. I like this book because it teaches you not to fall asleep on the job. So put on your cap and pick it up at your local library.
Hi, are you interested in meeting some very unusual characters? Well, there's a couple in this book. It's called Maybelle's Suitcase. Maybelle is a 108-year-old woman, and Binkle is a bird who lives next door. Maybelle is famous for making unusual hats. Some of them are a little weird. Maybelle and Binkle work together on a terrific hat for the annual hat-making contest. I'm Michelle Bernstein, and if you like funny stories as much as I do, you should read Maybelle's Suitcase. Now, here's my entry for the annual hat contest. What do you think?
Okay, I think we should try one more of these hat trips. Let's see what we've got here. Huh.
Trip on the ocean? Too far away. Definitely too far away. Huh, what's this? I've never seen a hat like this before. Wonder what it's for. Maybe some sort of two-sided helmet. Can you guess? I don't have a clue. Well, I guess there's only one way to find out. I hope I don't regret this.
Hey, LeVar, your helmet's on backwards.
What?
Oh. But at least you have your skates on properly.
Skates?
Here, let me give you a hand there.
Let me get you up.
There we go.
Thanks.
There you are.
Hey, where am I anyway?
We're at the Nassau Coliseum. You're a practice for the New York Islanders. Come on, let's show you. Take it easy there. How are you doing now?
Well, I'm a little shaky, but I think we'll be okay.
Okay, LeVar, I'm Kelly Rudy of the New York Islanders. I'm one of the goaltenders. How
are
you doing?
I'm all right, Kelly. How are you?
Good, good. Let me show you a little bit about the stuff that we're wearing today.
Uh-huh.
First, we have the skates down there, then the pads, pants, chest and arm protectors.
Right.
Then we have the gloves. This is the blocker.
Uh-huh.
But that's really not for catching anything. As you see, there's no pocket or anything. You really just sort of knock the pucks out of harm's way.
Whack it away.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. Next, then we have the catching glove.
It looks exactly like a catcher's mitt.
Exactly, no different.
Uh-huh.
Then we have the stick. This is really just for deflecting the shots away.
Uh-huh.
Then we have the helmet here. You had it on like this. That's not correct. Face it with the cage facing forward.
The bars go outside this way, huh?
Exactly. There's another thing I want to tell you about is the balance, and that's really the most important thing about goaltending. Why don't you just stand over here,
okay,
and I'll show you a few things.
Right here, huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
First off, you want to really bend your legs. You want to keep the weight on the balls of your feet facing forward, stick out in front of you with a firm grip. Ready to make a few saves?
Sure.
Try it?
Okay.
Okay, the first one will be a leg save, okay? We'll just stick out the left leg, out like that, and bring it right on up. Can you try that?
Just stick out the left leg.
Exactly. Keep the legs bent properly.
Ah,
there you go, that's all right.
Yeah.
Add a little speed to it. Try it the other way now.
Try it the other way. Okay.
Just like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bring it back up.
Uh-huh.
Then once you do it a few times, you can get a little quicker here. Why don't you try that?
I don't think I'll get it that quick. Like that, huh?
There you go.
And like that.
Huh? Exactly.
How's that?
Now stand right back up. Want to try some glove saves now?
Okay, a glove save.
Okay. First, you'll envision that a puck's coming towards you.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is turn your body and pretend that you're going to grab it with your glove.
Boom. Like that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
just like a catching glove.
Just like in baseball.
Exactly. Okay. You want to try everything a little quicker now?
Okay.
Okay. Left leg.
Left leg.
Up.
Uh-huh.
Right leg.
Right.
Up. Glove save.
Glove save.
Other gloves. Great. How's that feel?
Yeah, that feels pretty good.
Want to give it a try?
You think I'm ready?
I think you're ready.
Okay.
Pull it, you guys. Take it easy on them. Let them feel the puck.
Keep my balance here.
Exactly.
Glove out.
Ho! Watching the puck. What a save.
Oh, yeah.
Great stop.
Got to get down here.
Doing good. Oh,
okay.
Great job.
All right.
Way to clear that rebound.
Ho! Yeah.
Great job. Great catch.
Now, what do you do with it when you catch it?
Just hang on to it.
Hang on to it.
Face off.
Okay. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You want to keep your gloves up here so you don't get in too much of the top part of the net. Just like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Oh, God by me there. God by me. All right. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, concentrating, having fun up there?
Well, now, this looks pretty easy. In fact, it's a piece of cake.
Oh, come on. Why don't you put your helmet on, then we'll take some real shots at you.
All righty.
All right. There you go.
Like this, huh?
Exactly. Okay. Put the glove back on.
Uh-huh.
We'll shoot some real hard ones out. How's that sound?
All right.
If you think you're so good.
Well, we'll give it a shot.
Ready, LeVar?
What a great hat trick. Whew. Anyway, three hats will do it for me today. Hey, I guess we did have a three-hat day, right? So, I'll see you. Whoa, wait a minute. Look at this. Nah, I think this had just better stay a three-hat day. Okay, I'll see you next... What the heck? Let's make it a four-hat day. I'll see you next time.
Whoa!
Today's Reading Rainbow books are A Three-Hat Day by Laura Gehringer. Pictures by Arnold Lobel, published by Harper & Row. Shoes by Elizabeth Winthrop. Illustrated by William Joyce, published by Harper & Row. Caps for Sale by Esfer Slobodkina, published by Harper & Row. Maybell Suitcase by Tricia Tusa, published by Macmillan Publishing Company.